Well, pretty good night for the Wimberley Texans, I would say. Texans come away with the victory tonight against Lampasas. The final score of 52-17. Let's run down the scoring for you. Texans scored 21 points in the first quarter. It was Cade Stover taking a 15-yard pass from JoJo Weeks with 9:43 left to play in that first quarter. And Nick Coles' extra point gave Wimberley a 7-0 lead at that point. Texans then scored again, electrifying 79-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks to Gavin Martinez, the receiver. Coles' his extra point with 5:58 left to play in the first quarter gave Wimberley a 2-touchdown lead at 14-0. Ace Whitehead, the Lampasas quarterback, he kicked a 24-yard field goal with 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. Wimberley's lead was cut at that point to 14-3. Texans then get a touchdown. Carruthers, a 3-yard run in the first quarter with 1:44 remaining. Coles with the extra point. Wimberley led it at that point by a score of 21-3. Second quarter, Texans put the game away. 17 unanswered points. It was Hayden Krebs on a 72-yard pass from JoJo Week. Coles with the extra point. Wimberley led it 28-3 with 11 minutes left to play in the first half. Carruthers then with his second touchdown of the night, this time a 2-yard run. Coles' kick with 7:18 left to play in the second quarter gave Wimberley the lead at 35-3. Coles then added a 21-yard field goal with 4:13 left to play in the half. Wimberley led 38-3. That was the halftime score. Lampasas then scored the next 2 touchdowns. They came out in the third quarter. The first drive took the ball and ate up more than half of the third quarter. It was Sean Williams with a 1-yard run. 4:57 left to play in the third. Whitehead's extra point cut the Wimberley lead to 38-10. And then the Badgers scored again when it was Ryan Fessler on the 58-yard receiving end of a pass from Whitehead. And then Whitehead added the extra point, cut the Wimberley lead to 38-17. That's where we stood at that point at the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter. Carruthers then with a 58-yard run. There's too many touchdowns.
I know.
Carruthers with the play of the night, a 58-yard run. He broke about 18 or 19 tackles. That's when I just stopped counting. Coles with the extra point, 9:27 left to play in the fourth quarter. Wimberley 45-17, and then the Texans added the final touchdown. I may not be able to talk anymore. Martinez, 14-yard pass from Weeks. Coles with the extra point, 7:05 left to play in the ballgame. It was 52-17, and the clock ran out from that point. Texans come away with a big win here tonight. Everything that Doug Warren would have wanted, we've said it for 3 straight weeks now, Jared, and boy, these Texans are really rolling, aren't they?
Yeah, they're moving right along, and they're really picking up where they put off every week. Averaging, obviously, probably if not over 50, close to 50 points a game. Defense, I would imagine averaging probably around 15 given up a game. So that's a pretty good split if you're Coach Warren when you look back and consider, okay, you're going to pretty much win every ball game with a 35-point differential between there. And it's a it's one thing that we don't talk about much, but JoJo today got another 4 more passing touchdowns. We'll have to calculate how many that is for the year. I actually need to get a calculator because I've run over.
I think that's 11.
Yeah, I've run out of fingers on my hands because we're over 10
right
now for sure. Moss, a good night. Gavin, obviously, 2 touchdowns. But that offensive line is something that we doesn't ever get enough credit. And to pass, to have 11 touchdown passes in your first 3 games, JoJo the, before half, over 350 yards, it shows you the time that they're getting back there. Ian Burnett, kind of anchoring that, Colin Kincaid, those guys up there giving JoJo the amount of time that he has. We saw him rushed a couple times today, the left-handed throwaway.
Right.
But I don't know that from a standpoint of this is a team that you're going to go to battle with, that offensive line has given him the time that he needs to be able to step up in the pocket, deliver good balls, and really, we talked about it earlier, he's throwing rockets down there. He's not laying the ball up. He's throwing missiles down there to Gavin, Stover, Krebs, all of these guys. That offensive line needs to a pat on the back. They're giving him plenty of time to do what he needs to do.
Canyon Lake is next week, and they always give Wimberley a pretty good ball game. Those two teams battle it out pretty good on the football field. It ought to be a lot of fun. It's a road game, and I think that certainly Doug Warren will have his troops ready again next week. Do you know anything about Canyon Lake? You probably haven't done any of our research yet, but I think that it's not going out on a limb to say they're going to be a much more competitive team than the Lampasas team we saw here tonight against the Texans.
Well, and any time you get those close games, you know, when I was in high school, it was always Dripping Springs was
right.
was your competitor, Lake Travis and Westlake and all of these teams that, you know, that you've got proximity to them, and so you know some of the players that are on their team. You've played club ball or whatever it is or 7-on-7 in football against these guys. You see them. There's always one that added rivalry to that, and anytime you come into a rivalry game, whether it's college football, pros, or high school football, there's a little bit more intensity. We're going to Canyon Lake, and so I do look to see it to be a pretty good game. Canyon Lake probably going to jump out there, and don't kid yourself. Canyon Lake knows what Wimberley's done already. They're watching
oh, yeah.
just as much as Wimberley's watching them, and they know what kind of high-powered offense Wimberley's bringing. So they're going to gear themselves up for it. I do expect a good game next week in Canyon Lake.
And, you know, you play against these guys, you kind of want to beat your brother more
Absolutely.
Than you beat anybody else. Thanks a lot, Jared. Another good job tonight.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Same to you, sir.
Let's go ahead and put this one to bed. It's well past Jared's curfew. Our final tonight is Wimberley 52 and Lampasas 17. Texans again move to 3-0 with a win. Lampasas falls to 1-2 on the season. Our game tonight was brought to you by our title sponsor, of course, Seton Medical Center Hayes. Also brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. Remember, we are back on the air next week again as Wimberley hits the road to Canyon Lake. Airtime 7:15 and kickoff will be at 7:30. Thanks, as always, to my partner in crime, Jared Robinson. Once again, our final tonight, Wimberley 52, Lampasas 17. And this has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network. I'm Mike Blackwell. Good night, everybody.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!